Well, good morning, Sacramento, and a windy, cold, rainy morning right here on Assets and Aging Affording the Future, the live local show, counting down to our last show after 18 years in this time slot right here on KFBK. Last show of the year is going to be on the 27th, so we have this show next week and the week thereafter. I'm trying to get a very special guest for one of the last two shows, someone who's never been on my show before, but has a lot of important stuff to say. Welcome and good morning to Assets and Aging Affording the Future. Thanks for joining me here on this blustery morning. Time to stick around the house, turn on the fireplace, read a book, watch Midsummer Murders or Morse or Inspector Lindley or Foyle's War or something. Those of you that know those shows know what I'm talking about. You know, just sit down and veg all day and watch some good TV and some good British mysteries and have some fun. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here for 18 years on KFBK. The next couple weeks, I hope, are going to be pretty special. I have lots of things I want to talk about that are from my heart and my experience and my time here. I'm not retiring. I'll still be around in different ways, and I'll talk more about those in a little bit. Remember, again, say it with me now. All of you have heard it before, because otherwise people get mad at me and call me and threaten me. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license registered in Sacramento County. I'm not securities licensed. I don't give tax or legal advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any tax, securities, or legal advice, and whatever. I can't re-glaze your windows. Whatever glazing is, I don't know, but I can't do it. And if I left anything out of there, I apologize. The most important thing is, it's a shame that we have to say that, folks, but for 18 years, there have been people nipping at my heels who want this show off the air. And so we have to say that all the time. I want to take a minute before we take our first break, and then I want to get to the subject of the day. But I want to take a minute before this show goes off the air in a couple weeks. And I'm going to tell you how you can continue to be a part of this show. And then next week I have a major announcement to make. Not ready to do that yet, but next week and the week after I will be talking about a major announcement that will allow you to continue to follow me and follow this subject and stay current. But I want to thank some people. I have a list of people here that I want to thank. And these are people that, for my career on the radio and in the things that I do, have been instrumental in making me a better person, making me better at what I do. I want to thank them. I want to thank them by name, because they're not my partners, they're not my, but they're people who I have gone to for advice, for counsel, for answers to questions that I couldn't answer. There are people here that are responsible for this show getting started and continuing, and I want to thank them. And I want to take a minute to do this. And I hope it will have as much meaning for you as it has for me. And for some of these, it's going to be even difficult to mention their names because of how much they mean to me. First of all, I want to thank KFBK. KFBK, who wasn't even sure they wanted me in the beginning, who stuck with me, who have been with me through more things than you can imagine, who have been faithful to me, and who are simply the finest radio station within on the universe. The best people, and I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate everything they have done. Along with them, two special people at KFBK. One is Karen Onstad, who has been my sales rep for 1,000 years, and I've told her, but I want to tell you how you can never imagine how much she has meant to my career and what I do and the success of this program. The other one is Mike Murray, who has been in charge of engineering and other things at the station since before I was there, who through all the technical changes over the years and the electrical faults and the faults with telephone lines and, you know, when you do a live show, folks, lots of stuff happens. And Mike has always been there to bail me out. I want to thank Tom Romano, who has done my promo spots for I don't know how many years again. You hear my promos on KFBK and those are all Tom and his golden voice. And Tom is just amazing. I just give him an idea and I forget about it. And when I hear it, it's perfect. So I want to thank him. If I've forgotten anybody else specifically at KFBK, I apologize, but I want to thank them. I want to thank an elder law attorney in Southern California by the name of Mick McGuire, who has done more to help me understand Medi-Cal and long-term care and what goes on and the phonies from the non-phonies and the crooks from the non-crooks and understand this on a level that almost nobody in California, in fact, nobody in California understands, and I owe him more than I could ever tell you. I also want to thank Gary Lieberman, an elder law attorney, one of the finest men I've ever known, who has influenced me, helped me, been there for my clients. I want to thank Josh Eisenberg, another elder law attorney who has been on this show many, many times, who is wise, who is gentle, I just can't thank him enough. Dustin McFarlane. Again, an elder law attorney who's I not only count as an associate but a friend, who has been on this show lots of times, folks, who is wise, who stays tuned to this, who understands the industry, who understands what's happening, knows the good guys from the bad guys. I want to thank my son James, who has taught me so much about my website and the technology, and he manages all of that and manages my newsletter. I couldn't have done it without him, and I'm proud of him because he's my son, but I appreciate everything he's done for me and my website and all the other stuff, the podcasts and everything else that happened because of him. I want to thank my good friend Joe Camisha, who has helped found California Seniors United, has been invaluable in understanding the politics of long-term care and who cares about what in the Capitol and who doesn't care about what in the Capitol. There's going to be a long list here, folks. I want to thank all the engineers that make sure this show goes on. Over the years, I've had lots. And you know, there's somebody running a board and answering your phone calls and all of those kinds of things, and I owe them everything. I especially want to thank Jane Einhorn from the firm Runyon, Saltzman & Einhorn. Jane is the one that got me on the air 18 years ago, and I owe her more than you can imagine, on top of being a genuinely good person. She's the one responsible for starting all of this and has been constant counsel to me and all of that kind of stuff. I want to thank Rick Etchison, now with Capital Public Radio, but at the time I started, the general manager of Clear Channel and KFBK and everything, who was gracious enough and wise enough to understand that this show had value. Again, I owe him more than you can imagine. I want to thank Fred Hymans and Tom Rasmussen, two men who have helped more of my clients deal with securities issues and long-term care insurance issues and insurance issues than you can imagine. My clients love them, they're truthful, they're honest, they have great integrity, and I want to thank them for having someone that I can send my clients to that I trust. Hang on with the commercials for a second, I want to finish this list, and then we're going to take a little break here. I want to thank Jeff Evers, who is an attorney that has just helped me in so many ways, understanding what's going on, understanding securities issues and insurance issues and litigation issues, and I just can't begin to tell you. Another gentleman who I can't name because he's a judge, but who was my attorney for years and years and years and is my good friend and has helped me understand in so many ways the legal community and helped me be a better resource to my clients. I want to thank Trina Kaplow at College Oak, who is the best nursing home in town, who has taught me so much about the nursing home industry and how it works and what you look for in good nursing homes. Is still the finest nursing home around. I want to thank all the staff at Aegis Assisted Living, who have taught me everything there is to know about how you pick a good assisted living facility and care facility, and who have taken such good care of so many of my clients over the years. I want to thank all the people, those of you that have been to my office, all the people at Business Central, where my office is located, who have made my life and my clients' life so much better for these 18 years when they come in to see me. I want to thank Kendall Toby, who I think is still around with KFBK. I haven't seen Kendall for a while. She was my first call screener when this show started at 5 o'clock in the morning. She was 15 years old, and her dad would drive her to the station at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she was my call screener and made all of this happen. Two other groups I want to thank in particular. One is all my clients and listeners who over the years have kept this show on the air and told me that it's valuable and that what we do here is valuable. I cannot begin to thank you enough. You have made this show possible. Your trust and faith in me and listening to this show over the years have made everything that I do possible, and I think have made the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of seniors and families better. I owe you everything. And lastly, but not leastly, my wife, who has given up Sundays and not going on vacation and not doing things so that I could do this show live, who tolerated me getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning when this show started so I could get to the studio. Who has borne the brunt of my frustration sometimes with what happens and all of those kinds of things. And this, none of this could have happened without her support and generosity and caring and love. And I owe her everything. I hope I've remembered everyone. There's, people every day that I meet that make my life better and make this show better. So let's take a quick break. We've got some commercials. Then I've got some stuff I want to talk about, and we'll get the show started. 921-1530. If you have any questions, you can call in. We'll be back in just a second. Don't go away. Well, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Don't forget, you can reach me at my office, 800-999-8007. You can always go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And when you go there, you can listen to my prior podcasts, my radio shows, and you can sign up for my newsletter. My newsletter, which is free right now, it is a way for you. It's email only, by the way. I don't mail them out. I'm sorry. I just can't. But if it's going to be the way you're going to be able to keep track of me and follow me and know what's going on, if you have not signed up for my newsletter, you can go to assetsandaging.com, and there's a place for you to sign up for my newsletter or to make an appointment with me. You can also email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. And of course, you can always call me at 800-999-8007 or email me if you have a question. Again, last time I'll give it out, the number here in the studio, 921-1530. And don't forget to listen to my podcasts every Wednesday at noon. Now, you say, well, Bob, I can't listen Wednesday at noon. Well, the podcasts are then archived, and you can listen to them on my webpage. So even though you can't listen Wednesday at noon, you can listen to them during the week. And every week I talk about one subject. Podcast is only about 15 minutes long, and those are going to continue. And next week, I'm going to have some exciting information about how you're going to, well, I'm not going to give you a hint. The next 2 weeks, I'll be giving you some exciting information about something else you can do to begin to follow this. And again, you can listen to my podcast on any medium. You can listen to it on your computer, on your iPod, on your pad, or on your phone. And that's every Wednesday at noon. And you can go to my webpage, you can ask me questions, you can join, it'll give you all the information. So the source of all things assets and aging are the website, assetsandaging.com. Also, for the rest of this month, I am going to take, for those of you that have been on the fence, I will set together for you a complete plan on how to make sure your documents are up to date, how to make sure you have the right documents in place, making sure you understand how you could apply for VA benefits when the day comes, how you could apply for Medi-Cal benefits when the day comes, how to hold a family conference, what do you look for in a good nursing home, what do you look for in good assisted living, a complete package. Including my new book, which will come out early next year. And I'm going to take 40% off my normal price for the rest of this month only. So if you would like a complete plan in your hands, so that even if 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, including my ebook when it comes out, including access to what's going to be in the future. Never mind. There's other stuff coming. Then you have the rest of this month, and I will take, because my costs, quite frankly, are going up after the first of the year, I will take 40% off for those of you that come in this year, and we go through a complete review and establish a complete plan so that even if it's a year or 2 years or 3 years or whatever, you and your family will have an outline and a diagram of what it is you're supposed to do and how you do it and all of those kinds of things. I'm excited about it, but you have to do it before the year's over. And the best way to do that, and right now my appointments are free, is get in to see me. In fact, it's the only way to do it. And you're going to do that by getting on the phone and calling 800-999-8007. Want to make sure your house is protected, your money's protected, your assets are protected, your children know what you're doing, you understand what happens and how you're going to take care of yourself. I was talking with some friends yesterday, and they have some friends who came to see them. And one of the spouses has dementia, and they were stunned at, since the last time they saw them, how far this person had deteriorated. What happens when that begins to happen in your family? How are you going to do it? Well, you have the chance to make a difference in the next couple weeks by actually getting off your you-know-what, getting out of the Barca lounger and the couch, and getting in to see me. And within reason, if you can't get to me, I'll come to you. But it all starts with an appointment, 800-999-8007, or you can email me at bob@assetsandaging.com, but you only have until the end of the year. And I will give you 40%, that's a big chunk, folks, off the normal prices, kind of a going away gift. For those of you that have been on the fence all these years and have finally come to the realization that we're all getting older, we're all becoming more frail, and you are not ever going to be healthier than you are today. You are not ever going to be wiser than you are today. Your memory is not always going to be better than it is today. And as we get older, we need to make sure that there are things in place so that our wishes and desires and hopes and dreams can be fulfilled. It's going to become more and more and more important. And I'm going to read you some stuff after the break at the bottom of the hour that I hope you will listen to, because I hope it blows your socks off. So take time during the break here in a second to call me at 800-999-8007. Take the giant step of actually doing something. Bring the family, bring the kids, bring whoever, and sit down and make sure at last that you and your family can make the decisions that are necessary down the road when you can't do it anymore. 800-999-8007. Sign up for my newsletter during the break by going to assetsandaging.com, or you can ask me a question online. I check it even while we're on the air by emailing me at bob@assetsandaging.com. 800-999-8007. Do it during the break. We got some commercials time. We got some news coming up. Don't go away. We will be back shortly with much more right here on Assets and Aging. 800-999-8007. See you in just a second. Well, good morning and welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I want to read something to you. By the way, last time, number here in the studio, 921-1530, or if you're outside the Sacramento area, 800-834-1530. People ask me all the time, why don't you push callers more? Well, because I really want people to listen to what I'm saying. I want them to be informed. I want them to be knowledgeable. I think it's protection. I think it's important that people are informed and that they understand what's happening, because there is an entire industry that does not want you to understand what's happening. Trust me, from all the way from Medi-Cal to people who profit from people not knowing or not having the correct information, to people, nonprofits that make commissions off of lawsuits, to all kinds of stuff, folks, that you can't imagine goes on in the industry. Over the years, I've had people on talking about that. So it's important that you be informed. It's important that you understand what's going on and you have a chance. I will give you this much of a hint about my announcement next week. There will be a way where you can continue to listen to the Assets and Aging radio show in the future. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I'll have more along those lines later on. Again, remember, for those of you that have been listening for 18 years, you have a chance for the rest of this month, and this month only. I will take 40% off my normal fee for putting together a complete plan, including how you deal with VA benefits, with Medi-Cal, with family conferences, how to pick the correct facility, rights, documents, updating documents, everything you need to have, and I will deduct for the rest of this month. It's 40% off my normal fee. So for those of you, and my fees are going up on January the 1st. So for those of you that have been on the fence for all these years and you've just believed that somehow you would escape the turmoil, here's your chance to do something positive for yourself, for your family, for whoever. I have two cases right now, folks, where mom and dad are both in nursing homes at the same time. I wish I could bring my files and sit them next to me on the floor and go through and read them. All the things that you thought were never going to happen to you, I will guarantee are happening to families every day. I want to read you something from a newsletter. It's a newsletter that is very self-serving, okay? But I want to read you something, and this is important. And I want to find the number that I want to find here. Where is it? I got to find it. Okay, let's see. Is this it? Okay, so this is a newsletter, and here's what it says. America spent, and this is according to Medicare and the U.S. government. America spent last year Now listen to this. 156 billion dollars on nursing facilities and continuing care retirement communities. That does not count assisted living, a lot of assisted living, because they're not CCRCs. And it does not include boarding cares. And it does not include home care. That's $156 billion with a B. Billion with a B dollars on nursing homes and continuing care retirement communities. Just let that sink in for a minute. I don't know about you, but I think that's a lot of money. And that came out of somebody's pocket. And it means that those people that spent that $156 billion, I will guarantee you that they never in their wildest imagination thought that it would ever happen to them. I want to give you another stat. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's federal government, America spent $83 billion on home health care last year. So between nursing homes, continuing care retirement communities, and nursing homes, continuing care retirement communities, and in-home care, Americans spent almost $250 billion last year. That's money that didn't go to families. It didn't go to loved ones. It didn't go to where they wanted it. A lot of it wound up going to the corporate owners of facilities and care agencies and whoever else it was. It didn't go, and here's the tragedy. If I could somehow go back and look at all of those people, the tragedy is that in most cases, they could have protected everything, but they never took the opportunity. And the reason they never took the opportunity is they never believed it would happen to them. And for 18 years, I've been preaching that on the air. And for 18 years, I have been begging people to take it seriously and families to take it seriously. I have been begging children to take it seriously about your parents because you're going to take care of them. You're the ones that are going to take care of them. Parents, I have been begging you for 18 years on the radio, 25 years of doing this, to get your children involved and give them a break because they're the ones that are going to have to take care of you. Oh, Bob, I would never put that burden on my children. Of course you wouldn't do it. But do you know how many of you know a child that is taking care of their parents? And how many of you think that that parent wanted that burden to be on their children? We all know someone where a child is taking care of a parent or a grandparent or a loved one. We all know somebody who in many cases is taking care of two or three parents. I'm surrounded by not people I deal with, but with friends, all of whom are taking care of parents or grandparents. All of them. I have friends in which one spouse is taking care of another spouse because one of the spouses is losing it or has a debilitating disease. At some point, you have to look at yourselves in the eye and say, okay, when do we get serious about this? Bob's going to be on the air another couple weeks. For this month, we have a chance to sit down with him and make a real difference in our life. What a great Christmas present to each other. Yeah, I know going shopping and going to the mall is really important. But in the grand scheme of things, nothing compares to the toll financially and emotionally that long-term care takes. Make a difference in your family's life. Get off your rear ends. Go to the phone during the break and call my office, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Listen to my podcasts every Wednesday or as they're archived on my webpage. Send me an email. You can sign up for an appointment on my webpage. But get involved and get going while you still can. And for this month, save 40% on the cost. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break here for a word or two. Chance for everybody to make some money at the station. It's a good thing. I'll be back in just a second. Call me during the break. 800-999-8007. We'll see you back here in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of, say it with me, aging. What happens to us when we get older, when we become more frail, when mom can't remember the grandkids' names, when dad has MS or Parkinson's or dementia or ALS or is an amputee because of diabetes? How do we access government benefits? How do we make sense out of Medi-Cal and the VA, which, by the way, is out of control? It's stunning the lack of empathy that the VA has for vets. The average VA case now takes upwards of 8 months to a year to get through. Can you imagine, folks? Can you imagine if you went down to register your car and it took you 8 months to register your car? Can you imagine, by the way, we're getting there, but can you imagine if you were a vet or any person waiting 8 months to go see your doctor? Medi-Cal is getting worse and worse and worse. They don't respond to phone calls. They don't respond to faxes. They don't respond to things. That's true all over California. I'm not picking on any particular. I'm talking about the agency in general. The lack of misinformation. For instance, I read it to you last week that one of the things you get when you apply for Medi-Cal is, in fact, I have it right here, and I'll read it to you. And it's back on page. This is a 37-page book. It's back on page 26. I had it and I just lost it. Just a second. Back on page, on page 13 of this booklet, which just says Medi-Cal, what it means to you. And it says, Medi-Cal may claim against a beneficiary age 55 or older. The regulation says the department shall claim. So which one do we believe? Do we believe the brochure that says it's optional? Or do we believe the regulation that says it's mandatory? And understanding the difference between those is imperative. Understanding that if you go into a nursing home, your house doesn't count, but when you die, your house does count. It's stunning. I was reading from a website earlier that was decrying the fact that, you know, people weren't using more reverse mortgages to help pay for care. I don't do reverse mortgages. But what they don't mention is one of the reasons is because there have been so many lawsuits by companies against reverse mortgage companies that most of the major banks have dropped out of the reverse mortgage business and most of the branches have left. There's one nonprofit that has page after page after page dedicated to how you can sue reverse mortgage people. And then they make a 15% commission. So one of the tools that was designed to help people pay for care has been so hammered by lawsuits and other things. And then, this website wonders why more people don't use reverse mortgages to help pay for long-term care or to stay in their home. Well, that's why. One of the reasons that people wonder why nursing homes charge so much is because they all get sued. And there are companies that specialize and organizations that specialize in suing nursing homes for a commission. Same thing with assisted living facilities. It's important that you understand what's coming. We have new recovery regs. I've talked about those the last couple weeks that will be in force on January the 1st. There's all kinds of stuff coming. California more and more and more is going to implement what's called the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005. I would expect sometime this year we will see rules and regulations creating a five-year look back, which currently doesn't exist, which is going to tremendously impact people's ability to protect what they have and to access government health care benefits. It's going to have a huge impact. Sometime this year, we are expecting the VA to implement a three-year look back, which will tremendously negatively impact veterans' ability to access medical care and help with benefits to help pay for their care. All of these things are coming. If you don't believe there's an all-out effort attack on seniors, and remember, seniors control most of the wealth of this country in their real estate, in their 401ks, in their IRAs, in their life insurance policies. And if you're trying to balance a budget, it's a great target. You have a chance to begin to make a difference in your life and in the life of your parents. You have the opportunity to preserve assets, to make sure they go to your children and your grandchildren and not the government, or that they're used to keep you from getting benefits to which you are entitled, which is what's coming with the five-year Medi-Cal look back and the three-year VA look back. It will simply be a way for the government to have a claim they have a benefit, but that no one can qualify for. Pre-planning is going to become more and more and more and more important. Packaged planning, making sure that you've got planning that encompasses long-term care and Medi-Cal and VA and home care and nursing homes and assisted living, and who's going to take care of me and what happens if something happens to that person. It's going to become especially important for those of you who do not have children or are not married, who are alone, and your brothers and sisters are all getting older and they're not going to be able to take care of you. Planning is now everything. We used to be able to wait until until the event occurred. That luxury has almost completely disappeared. And I would guess that by the end of next year, it will have completely disappeared. And people who don't plan in advance are going to get caught and are going to lose a lot. You can make a difference. 800-999-8007. As I said, for this month alone, I will give you 40% off of my normal fee to develop a plan for your family, for your children. By the way, how many of you know that your 25-year-old son and daughter who are both married, do they have documents? Would you be able to get medical information on your son if he went to the hospital, even if he's not living with you? Have you ever heard of this thing called HIPAA? Have you planned for the eventuality of frailty? 800-999-8007. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon, live. Or if you can't, it is then archived. So you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, California's single best source for the issues of aging. And you can listen to my archived radio shows and my archived podcasts. You can sign up for my email newsletter, which is free. You can set appointments. You can ask me questions. You can do all kinds of things. Or you can just email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. But my website is just chock full of information. It's important that you begin to plan for this. It's important that you begin to understand what's happening. It's important that for you to make sure that you have given the children the tools that they're going to need to take care of you. Children, it's going to be important that you have the tools necessary and the knowledge necessary to take care of mom and dad, to be able to make wise decisions for them. As we live longer, we're going to have more and more people who need care. We're going to have more and more people that are frail. And remember, those of you that are 40 who aren't thinking about this right now, someday you're going to be 80 and you're going to live even longer than your mom and dad are living today. 800-999-8007 or go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com. But begin to make a difference in your life and your family's life today. I have two more shows after today. Look forward to hearing you next week. Enjoy the rain. See you next week right here on Assets and Aging. Have a wonderful rainy day. Bye-bye.